continue with your rhythmic breathing and let us acknowledge the power and the presence of the Holy Spirit, active in our lives and affairs, our nation, and our world. And we decree our oneness with this power as we each have been made in the image and the likeness of God. We are all God's children, all heirs to God's kingdom. Take another deep breath in. And as you exhale, know that you are now in the presence of pure spirit. We're in communion this morning, communion with spirit. Sometimes the stories that I read or see through the media bring up feelings of helplessness, frustration, anger, or sadness. What can be done to make a positive difference in this world? Turning off the television or computer may give me a little breathing room, but war, illness, weather disasters, and more still go on. What else can I do? I can give of myself. I can create peace with words of affirmation or appreciation. I can certainly pray for others, but even more, I can put feet under my prayers and volunteer at a shelter, nursing home, church, or wherever I am guided to serve. Bringing peace to someone's life today can have a ripple effect. They benefit, and so do the others they meet. In service, I contribute to world peace. I also understand that world peace is going to begin with me first. So I hold thoughts of peace in my mind all day long because I have to change me first. Let's take that special journey to the secret place of the Most High, a place in consciousness where we can go at any moment we choose, a place of peace, love, joy, and faith that's always available to us. So we make our way to that doorway. And before we can step through the door, we must remember to become empty. Is there mental and emotional baggage that we are dragging around with us? We cannot seem to let it go. Right now, place your thought on letting go of the baggage. Is there physical baggage that you might be dragging around with you? Time to let that go also. Take a step through the door and take a seat. And as you do, you feel the light and the life of the Christ flowing over, around, and through you and out into your world, blessing everything and everyone. Focus on the heart center. Imagine a large door at your heart and see those doors swing wide open, allowing the many blessings of God to flow in as soon as the doors open. And they keep pouring in and they keep pouring in until they're overflowing. So grateful. So now, for the next few moments, without the sound of my voice, let's go into communion with Spirit. You may pray and receive answers to your prayers and be still. thank you, gracious Spirit, that you've heard our prayers this morning and you have answered them, as you always do. We look forward to this upcoming week as we will walk forward with you by our side. And we know that with you, no harm can come to us. For all the blessings that we have received and will continue to receive, we give thanks in the name and nature of our elder brother and way-shower, Jesus the Christ. And so it is. Amen.